Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the multitude putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in 2 copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For they all contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, her whole living." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. One of the hobbies that I have, in addition to being a world-class drummer, is I like to fly radio-controlled airplanes. And they're the model airplanes. And, you know, I do everything by the book. I belong to the something called the America Model Association, which has got all these codes of conduct you need to abide by to fly safely. And because when you fly in these planes, the rule number one is safety first. And flying these planes is really, it's just like a real plane because they have all the similar controls of a real plane. And the general rule of thumb that you want to keep in mind is you want the number of safe landings equal to the number of takeoffs. Because if those numbers aren't equal, you got a big problem, let me tell you. And these planes, the one I have has an engine and it has a throttle. The throttle controls the speed of the engine and that affects the speed of the plane and, you know, the rate at which it goes up or goes down. You have ailerons on the wings which tilt the plane to the right and to the left when you're making a nice turn. On the tail, you have a rudder which rotates the plane along its axis. And you also have an elevator which points the nose of the plane upward or downward. And the thing about flying these planes that new pilots really need to master is they have to get 2 things into their mind. Number one, pretty much most of the time, the controls, the movement of the controls has to be very small. When you want to change the course of a plane, your movements pretty much should be very small movements. If you ever watch some of the experts flying their planes, if you look at their control while they're flying it, they're moving the controls very small distances and not really throwing the controls too hard. A temptation for new pilots is when they want to turn the plane to the left or to the right or up or down, they make too extreme a movement of the control and it causes an unstable flight and maybe even a crash. So that's one lesson you gotta try to get into your mind, that most of your controls of the plane will be very, very small movements. And the other thing is you have to look at the plane, but also at where the plane is going. One of the temptations is just to look at the plane. And while you're looking at the plane and you're impressed with how it's moving, you don't realize there's a tree you're about to fly into or a building or something like that. You shouldn't be flying near buildings like that anyway. But if you don't look at where the plane is going, you're in trouble. You know, when someone is flying a real plane, he's up in the cockpit, and the pilots, they are always looking towards where the plane is going. But when you're flying a model plane, you're on the ground, and you're looking up at the plane, and if you don't look at where the plane is going, you're going to get into all kinds of trouble. But those small movements and looking where the plane is going is very important. Those small movements decide where the plane is going to go. And you have to have these 2 lessons really mastered if you're going to make a good flight and a good landing. Now, this is my poor attempt to segue into the gospel passage I read to you. We have this poor woman, this humble woman, who makes a very small movement in her life. She does something very small that seems to be nothing, just like moving the controls on this airplane. When you look at the controls, it seems like the pilot is doing nothing, but it has a huge effect. This poor woman does something very small, insignificant, something that is not worthy of anyone's attention, at least it seems. And her small action has really big effects on her life and also on her relationship to Christ. On her life, her tiny action of charity shapes her into a woman of love, a woman of true charity. Because that's the thing is, our actions, they shape our character. It's like the little movements of the control on the plane, they shape the kind of flight you're going to have. Well, this woman, her action of charity, as small as it is, makes her a charitable woman. And the other thing is that Jesus honors her. And she probably didn't think this was going to happen, but for all generations, this woman has been honored by the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. When we come to the end of our lives, we're going to be judged by the Lord Jesus. In a way, this woman experiences a kind of judgment by Jesus right there, where his words are another way of saying of her, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Christ notices her act of charity and blesses her and honors her for that act. Now we can apply this to our own lives. Oftentimes when we think about our lives, we want to do something big with our lives. We want to leave our mark on history. We want to make an impact on the people around us. We want to do something really awesome for people and for the whole world. But you know what actually is most important in this is all of the little things that we do, the small things in our daily lives. Just like that radio-controlled airplane, the most important thing that has contributed to the flight are the small movements of those controls. In our lives too, the things that shape our lives the most, the things that really decide where our life is going, what direction we're moving towards, are the small actions we commit day in and day out. One good practice that many of the saints recommend is that at the end of each day, we should examine our day. We should look at our whole day and see where we have done well, where we have could have done better, and where we have done wrong. And we ask God for his forgiveness for the things we didn't do good enough or the things we've done wrong. And if God gives us another day of life, we make a firm amendment tomorrow to do better, to begin again and to try to live more fully in a way pleasing to the Lord. Well, when you do this nightly examination of your day, you start to realize that it's the small things that seem so insignificant that are really the most important, that make the biggest difference in your life. The way you talk to others, the way you regard others, very small things, even your prayer. Prayer itself seems so small, but it's got a lot of importance to it. The first place that we experience the tremendous importance of these small attitudes and behaviors that people commit every single day is in our families and in marriage, also among our friends. These small, insignificant acts of kindness and honoring one another and loving one another and forgiving each other, listening to each other, being patient with one another, those small things are felt very much in our families and in marriages and among our friends. And we can understand the tremendous weight of these small things when we look at this from the opposite perspective. Think about when people do small things to us that are bad. We can really feel it. For example, someone gives you a very nasty look. You know, when someone looks at you with a scowl on their face, doesn't seem like a huge thing they've done to you, but if you're a recipient of that negative bad look, you feel it in your heart. You feel this big, you feel belittled. If someone talks down to you in your family or in your workplace, it's not a huge thing they're doing. It's not like they're dropping a bomb on your house or something, but it feels like it, doesn't it? It feels horrible. If someone pays more attention to their dead smartphone, because a smartphone, even if it's fully charged, it's not a living thing, it's dead. They pay more attention to the dead smartphone than to you, the living person in their room who's talking to them. It's not a huge thing they're doing. They just have their eyes cast onto this glowing object in their hand. But you feel it horribly. You feel, well, they're ignoring me. They don't even value my life or my wisdom. I'm talking to them and they're ignoring me. Well, we can understand how these small things can really weigh us down when they're bad. Well, we got to look at it and work at it in the other direction. The small things we do that are good are the things that we want to live by and make part of our lives. When we come to our judgment by Christ and we stand before Him, it's going to be all of the little things in our day-to-day life that really are the most important thing in that judgment, because they're the things that we're about all the time and they affect all of our relationships. We have to see how serious these small movements, these small actions are. Like that woman in the gospel, her small movement of giving to the treasury was honored by Christ. The radio control airplane, the small movements, when they are good and they are faithful to a safe flight, they're really important in the whole course of that flight. Our Lord Jesus is the greatest example, even now, of how important these small things are. We have in the gift of the sacrament of the Eucharist, which Christ gave to us at the Last Supper in a most mysterious way, we have His real presence, His body, His blood, His soul and divinity. And the Eucharist, on the outside, seems insignificant. It seems so small. It seems like it's nothing major in this world. But it really is, because it's filled with the love of Christ. It's His real presence. I'm convinced that if everybody knew this great treasure in the Eucharist, we'd be building more churches all the time. But the trouble is, people don't often see this. In the same way that they don't see the tremendous value of the many small acts of goodness and love that people commit all the time. Oftentimes we're not thankful for that when we see it, but we should be. We should be thankful for God's small and omnipotent acts of love towards us, and all of the small and powerful acts of others that they commit toward us that help us on our own life's journey. Now, if you look at the world around us, you look in our country or your country, we feel there are a lot of problems, aren't there? There's a lot of suffering, there's a lot of war, there's all kinds of trouble, and we want to do something to change it. You know, we get tired of so many fights and so many, you know, disasters and so much killing and all kinds of problems in this world, and we want to change it. But the key is, we have to be the change that we want to bring to the world. We've got to be that change in our own life circumstances, in our family and among our friends and our co-workers, in marriages. Because if we talk about world peace and the need for people to respect life more, but in our own houses, in our own families, we don't respect the lives of those in front of us. We respect a glowing object of our smartphone more than we respect life. We're hypocrites. If we are against war and violence and we have a war going on in our family for decades, we're hypocrites. We're not going to make a difference in the world. We have to be the change that we want for the whole world. We got to be that in our own home. And this is where those small ways, those small things of loving one another, of forgiving one another, of accepting each other, of being humble and patient, of trying our best to do God's will in our lives, that's where we see their greatness. And so, if you look at the world around you, or you feel in your heart a desire to be great, to be someone really effective for humanity, for the whole world, well, you got to be that right now, in your present life circumstances, in your family, in your marriage, with your friends and your co-workers. Be what you want to be known as. This woman here in the gospel is known now as a woman of great charity, of great love. And she's known as that because of her actions. Our little, tiny, insignificant actions, our words of goodness toward others, is what guides the course of our life in a good direction and brings many other people along with us. And so, brothers and sisters, like Jesus our Lord, like this woman in the Holy Gospel, this humble woman who seems so insignificant, let us try to be about all of these small things in our daily relationships, but to be about Him with all our heart.